In the lunchtime edition, a tropical storm watch could be declared for Barbados as early as tomorrow. The private sector closely monitoring the weather situation. Prime Minister Motley generally satisfied with Barbados's performance in hosting the Cricket World Cup. Police say their operations fully prepared for tomorrow's finals. A man charged for last week's fatal stabbing at Seclusion Gardens, BlackRock, and in the U.S., panic engulfs Democrats after President Biden's stumbling debate performance. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
By tomorrow, Barbados could be under a tropical storm watch. Local and international forecasters expect that the tropical wave to the east could be a tropical storm or possibly even Hurricane Beryl by the time it reaches here Monday morning. According to the AccuWeather Hurricane Center, conditions are very favorable for the system's development.
The National Hurricane Center is monitoring Invest 95L, which has a high chance of developing into a tropical system this weekend. The next name on the list would be Beryl. Conditions look favorable for development as drier air is forecast to stay north of this potential system as it moves west toward the Lesser Antilles. Low wind shear is also in the forecast, which will allow for strengthening.
Meantime, Barbados Meteorological Services say a storm watch may be issued tomorrow. BMS meteorologist Andrew Daniel warns of the possibility of storm force winds and flooding from late Sunday night.
There are currently no watches or warnings in effect for Barbados. However, by Saturday, a tropical storm watch as well as marine advisories may be issued. The tropical wave is likely to develop into a tropical depression storm over the next day or two and is expected to affect Barbados late Sunday night into Monday the 1st of July. As a result, there is a possibility of flash flooding and storm force winds impacting the island during that time. Additionally, sea conditions may become hazardous as early as Sunday, and a small craft warning and high surf warning may be issued for Barbados during the weekend. The public is encouraged to monitor the BMS, DEM, and GIS websites, their respective social media pages, and the local media networks for further updates over the coming days.
BMS meteorologist Andrew Daniel, president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News the local business sector is closely monitoring the weather situation, noting that at times in the past, Barbados has been taken by surprise.
Obviously monitoring this very, very, very closely because how far up it is and the possibility that it may spin up into a tropical storm. So this is something obviously that we need to watch very carefully. I think it's the storms that we've had at this time of year in previous years, I think have taken us maybe a bit by surprise. They've woken us up. So I think now at this point, until we hear differently, I think people will be taking just their normal preparation and precautions.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, in the lunchtime edition.
And the lunchtime edition on the Starcom network of stations comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Hardware stores and supermarkets expect that this weekend there could be a last-minute rush of customers seeking storm supplies. Brian Hurley, marketing director of Carter Stores, a hardware chain, tells Starcom Network News that while so far customers have not been rushing to stock up, his company is getting ready.
Things are normal at this point on the front end. I can tell you that. There's no rush or people snatching up hurricane supplies. What we are doing as of yesterday is really putting our things in order. So we are making sure all our stores are well stocked. Backup stock as well is in place because you can't wait until the absolute last moment. We know that And we do encourage people to, you know, keep in mind that there's a lot of uncertainty, but it's best to be prepared.
Mr. Hurley believes the country may be preoccupied with the Cricket World Cup, but by Sunday, they may see a flood of customers seeking storm supplies. The chief operations officer of popular supermarkets, Bakafra Barrow, is seeing normal customer traffic for this time of the month.
It's Friday morning. We are seeing a busy turnover, but I am not certain at this point if it's anything in particular in terms of preparation. At the end of the month, it's Friday, so you would expect an increased level of shopping. We are seeing that.
He also expects to see more people seeking to stock up as word gets out about the approaching system. Prime Minister Mia Mottley says she's generally satisfied with the country's hosting of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup and hopes to meet with cricket officials later today to discuss future opportunities. She was speaking during a news briefing where she was presented with two commemorative editions of locally produced bottles of rum as part of CARICOM's 50th anniversary celebrations.
I think generally we've had a good tournament. I think there's some issues for us to reflect upon when the tournament is finished, and I won't address those on the eve of the tournament, but we'll do so subsequent to the hosting of the tournament. But I think that we have acquitted ourselves well. I want to thank Barbadians, and I want to thank those particularly who were on the front line of allowing us to be a good host for this event.
Prime Minister Mottley, the Barbados Police Service says it's well prepared for the large crowds expected for the ICC T20 Men's Cricket World Cup finals tomorrow. Police Public Affairs and Communications Officer Inspector Rodney Innes.
We're excited about it. We're well prepared for it. All aspects of our policing duties are there, especially the traffic management, which will affect each and everyone coming to the Kensington Oval. We've put a number of diversions in place for tomorrow, anticipating the whole listing of events. But we are quite satisfied. We are very satisfied in that we have enough personnel on the ground, and we ask for the public's interaction, that they will comply with all the directions of police officers seeking to help them and help move the traffic smoothly. There will be backup, and we are asking drivers, pedestrians, road users alike to comply with the police officers and do what they know is best.
Inspector Rodney Innes, the police have charged 30-year-old Deshaun Shaquille Harper of First Avenue Lower Wavell Avenue Black Rocks and Michael for the murder of Jermaine Babb, who was stabbed to death in the early hours of Friday morning. And Joe Biden gave a stumbling performance in a 90-minute showdown with Donald Trump in the first televised debate of the 2024 presidential election. Democrats expressed unease at the president's performance, with party insiders saying his early answers triggered panic. Top Biden allies told the BBC his campaign team overworked the president, and there's concern at senior levels over his performance. Former special advisor to President Barack Obama, Van Jones, described the performance as, quote, painful, unquote. Our top stories. A tropical storm watch could be declared for Barbados as early as tomorrow. A tropical wave to the east could be a tropical storm or even a hurricane, Beryl, by the time it reaches here Monday morning. The private sector closely monitoring the situation. Prime Minister Mottley generally satisfied with Barbados's performance in hosting the Cricket World Cup. The police say their operations fully prepared for tomorrow's finals. A man charged for last week's fatal stabbing at Seclusion Gardens, Black Rock. And in the U.S., panic engulfs Democrats after President Biden's stumbling debate performance. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.